A word for you from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. This is the third time that we look at the same verse. We started by looking at the question which many Christians ask. Why is it that when I became a believer, most sins just fell away automatically? At least the big outward ones, the drinking, the smoking, the whoring around, whatever it might have been. But, they say, why is it that some sins have just held on stubbornly? And that is why our text for today speaks about the sin which clings so closely. And we must notice here that the Lord commands you unwrap that sin. He has done the complete work. It's by grace alone. And nevertheless, he says, you unwrap that sin. Now, a help as you do that, because last time we looked at the memory of an elephant. Very often we pulled away from walking in freedom from sin because of memories of sin. It's a help to remember that when you first believed in Jesus, at that time, whenever sin said something, you had to do it. You were compelled. There was no hope that you could fight sin. But you must remember that in the present tense, Jesus says now, I've dealt with that. And he is saying to you now, forget the past. Don't be like the elephant tied down to the stake where the elephant could easily pull away, but it still believes it's in prison. It cannot get out because of the memories when it was a baby. Now, you can choose to be free from that sin. One great help for that is that the Spirit of God enables you because of the work of Christ. For instance, in Romans 6 it says, verses 12 to 14, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lusts. Before your conversion, you had to obey the lusts. It continues to say, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you. You are not under the law, but under grace. This is what the Word of God says. Now take the Word of God. In the unwrapping of sin, take God's Word and believe it. Examine what God says about your past life and your present life and your future life, what He has to say. Because very often you have the memory of an elephant and you just get pulled back again and again. So it is of crucial importance that we escape God's way. It doesn't help to fight in the flesh. It doesn't help to try and use the law to break your bondage. It does not work. Only Christ sets free.